Morning, everybody. Welcome to the Daily Digest with Jimmy Disu. And today is Friday, okay? Well, a quick one. If you really, really, really don't need to go out tomorrow, I'd advise that, you stay home. This is not a stay-at-home thingy, but there are going to be rallies in about, I think, six places. I heard this morning there was somewhere near Festac, and I think Ikeja, of course, through Lere Stadium, and so on and so forth. So, I mean, traffic and so on and so forth. And luckily, it's a Saturday, so if you really don't have much doing, I'd advise that you keep off the streets. Unless, of course, you're encouraged to join the rally if you feel so. Right. So, morning, everybody. Today is Friday. Now, you know that one of my favorite things is to talk to young people, of course, who are younger than I am. And the gentleman opposite me is much younger than I am. His name is Nureni Imam, but he likes to be known as Nureni. You know, when I asked him, what's the name? He said, I like to use my first name only. And that reminds me of, for those of you who can remember, there used to be a gentleman called Chinwezu. I'm sure he's still around. He used to be a fantastic writer in The Guardian way back then. He was on the editorial board. And for the life of me, I never got to know what Chinwezu's surname is. Anyway, Nureni, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Good morning.
It's good to be here.
Good morning, thank you for having me.
So you like to be known as Nureni?
Yes, just Nureni.
Nureni. Yes. You know, one thing about being an old fuddy-duddy that I am is that things develop around you and you don't get to see them early. And you don't get to know about them. Also, I said, Nureni, are you an artist? I could have sworn he was an artist. He said you are a shodo
practitioner.
Shodo practitioner.
Yes.
What is shodo?
Is it a visual art?
Is it a religion?
No, it's a discipline.
Is it a cult? That's a joke.
I know.
It's a discipline.
Yes.
What kind of discipline is that? In what sense?
It's described as a Zen art.
Zen art?
Yes, a Zen art. So it's of Japanese origin.
Ah, that one.
Yes.
Okay.
So it's writing, but it's art because you use a brush and ink.
Yeah, because you sent me some things. I kept staring at them. I turned them upside down. I looked at it from the back. And I couldn't make anything out of it. I kept staring at it. I'm an art lover. I'm not a collector, but if you come to any of my homes, you'll see large assemblages of someone who loves art. So I do love art, and I believe in open-minded art.
Yes.
But when I saw what you sent to me, can you describe what it was?
So that's shodo. That's Japanese calligraphy.
I see. Is that their everyday writing?
It's their everyday writing done artistically.
Artistically?
Yes.
And so you do that?
Yes, I do.
And of course, you put them on sale.
Yes. For friends and family.
For friends and family. Okay, you know I'm a friend and I'm family, so you must say to me. Okay, fair enough. So it's just the art. You sent me a few pieces.
Yes.
And I just saw them like, so it's like what you sent me, something like writing A in a stylish manner. Or B in the stylish manner. Is that what it is?
No, not necessarily. So what I sent you is, I recently put out my first body of work, which is titled Chapter Zero, Low Heat.
Chapter?
Zero.
Low Heat.
Low Heat, yes.
And Low Heat as in H-E-A-T or
yes,
H-I-T?
Low Heat.
Literally. Tell me about that.
So that title came from, like I said, shodo is a Zen art, which means it requires daily practice.
I see.
Yes, it requires daily practice and a lot of patience and discipline. And when I decided to put out this, to make this collection, I remembered when I started learning to cook, I'd leave the gas like on the burner on the highest degree. And my mom would come in and say, no, low heat, use low heat. So the food gets cooked on the inside before burning on the outside.
Yes.
So that's akin to practicing. It requires a lot of patience and daily practice. So I titled it Low Heat, and it's a collection of 5 pieces. And the paintings, they are not letters, they are pictographs, they are ideograms, meaning they represent ideas or pictures.
Yes, they are interesting.
Yes, it's a 3,000-year-old discipline.
Does it go with something like yoga? You know, does it, when you say discipline?
Yes, I'd say so.
Does it, for you to get inspired, do you have to take anything? Or for you to get inspired, do you have to deny yourself of anything? You know, you don't take alcohol, you don't, you know, does it go with all that?
I'd say it helps to be clear-minded at all times, but the essence is whatever you're doing, if you decide to do anything, like you said, take alcohol or anything, it's the essence to be fully present at every moment.
Okay, looking at these walks, what does it do to you? Does it give you, like, I like scenery.
Yes.
Scenery gives me a lot of peace. You know, I like water, for example.
Okay.
Any water painting, I'm done, you know. So what does it do when you do put these things on your wall and you look at it? At the time you are putting this thing together, what do you expect it to be doing to anybody who's looking at it?
So the thing is, doing it primarily, it has to be done for self before anybody else. So I do it for my self-satisfaction. Because this is what I do. And the essence of shodo, they are words, but the words are less important than the brush strokes. So the brush strokes, mastering the brush strokes is the essence of the practice.
Well, that's for you, but for me, what am I supposed to, every time I look at it, what do you think it's supposed to do to me?
Well, you were supposed to come and see it this past week, but you missed out.
So, I missed out, yes.
Yeah, so hopefully when you come and see it, and then experience it properly.
She said, no, sir, I will look at it and start getting dizzy, yo.
Hopefully not. Hopefully not.
I better bring somebody along. Feta, will you follow me? If I faint, so you
I
can
don't
carry
mind,
me.
Uncle Jimmy.
You don't mind?
Yes, sir.
You're welcome. They are currently on display.
But it's not any form of hypnosis.
No.
Well, I better leave my wallet in the car.
You can come with your card.
Okay, I know you have an exhibition going on.
Yes.
But do you then sell these things? Because you said you do it for self.
Yes.
You sell them?
Yes, I sell them. So when I started, most of my friends and family already said they were going to collect the pieces from me before I even... Because I've been
practicing.
They're
all gone?
They're all gone, except one. Yes, except one.
I don't know. I can't ask you on air how much it costs.
I can tell you off air.
But I'm sure there are people out there that might be thinking that, Jimmy, I want to buy this shoulder and put it in.
Yeah, everyone is welcome. They're currently on display at 16.
Do you sell them in originals?
Yes, single pieces.
Single pieces?
Yes.
And they are not like reproduction.
No.
So the ink and everything is original.
Yes.
Do you sign off on it?
Yes, I stamp them with my seal.
Okay.
I have a custom seal. No, not Nureni. It's my pen name. I have a
What's
pen name.
What's your pen name?
My pen name is Ryo Kusui.
Ryo
Kusui.
What language is that?
That's Japanese. Japanese, yes.
What does Ryo Kusui mean?
Its literal meaning is a green spike, which could be akin
to... Spike, we go chuck you.
which could be a blade of grass or anything of that nature. And then its personalized interpretation for me...
Do you think that we Nigerians have any appreciation? I know they have an appreciation of Chinese art. You just see decorations like that, but this Japanese thing is a new one on me. How has the acceptance been?
It's been positive.
You've had an exhibition for about a week.
It's been on for a week. I'd say the reception has been very positive. A lot of curious observers and engagement, but I'd say people are interested because it's something. I think it's something new here.
I'm hearing of it for the first time.
Yes.
But is that your 8-to-5 job, if I may ask?
Yes, it's my primary practice.
Practice, yes, but does it put food on your table?
Full-time engagement, yes, it does.
The reason why I'm saying is every time I bring somebody to tell me their experience is to encourage other people and let them know that there's an alternative to running to A and being PA and this that you can develop. So this is a lifetime career for you.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Those paintings must be expensive. Do you do you take book me down? You know, do you know what they call book me down?
Commissions?
Do you know what they call book me down?
No, I don't know.
I'm not sure. That shows that you don't go to Pier Palo to drink. Feta can't go to Pier Palo. She's a woman. Do you know what they call book me down?
I know. I've never heard it before.
You haven't heard book me down?
Thank you.
When you go to Pier Palo, say, madam. I mean, this one way I didn't book me down. That means that credits. Do you take credit?
I don't take credit. I don't have a budget deficit like our government.
So, did you have this passion from childhood, or just because it was? Look, let me be honest. In our own time, there was a corporate job waiting for you. I keep telling people, one of the things that infuriates me is, as at the time I was in my final year in uni, I'm not being boastful, I just want people to understand ways things have been and can be, if we get it right. When I was in uni, by our final year in uni, people had already been offered jobs by UAC, John Holt. They would come and pick you, Mobile, and so on and so forth. Some would even put you on the scholarship if you were so brilliant. So did you have the determination to do this, or because there was no corporate job ready and times have changed, then you decided to do it?
I'd say it's a combination of a little bit of everything. I had worked corporate already, and I resigned years ago.
Oh, why?
So I'd been in the creative field for... I resigned because there were no prospects. It was unfulfilling and a dead end.
Yeah. The most jobs these days look like it.
Yes.
They look like it. So you can no longer have what we had in, you know, what we used to call career paths.
Yeah.
And I believe very strongly that self-employment is key. But what did you train as? Did you train as an artist?
I trained as an accountant.
Ironic.
which is why I said it's not necessarily just an art, it's a discipline. So the primary ingredients for this particular discipline are not creativity or talent, but commitment and discipline.
Okay, so this discipline, you don't eat meat, you're a vegetarian.
No,
you eat me. I don't.
The discipline is the daily practice.
Okay. I just want, you know, when I hear these things, and when I hear things, to be honest with you, from that side of the world, I relate it to something yoga-like, you know, the lifestyle.
Yeah, it's a meditative art.
But it's not a religion, is it?
No, it's not a religion.
It doesn't disturb the religion you practice.
No, it doesn't.
Are you a Christian or a Muslim?
A bit of both.
So you study Chrysler?
Yes.
Yes, there's a religion waiting for you.
Yes.
I wonder what happened to that guy, though. There's one guy that said he was into Chrysler. They're all the same. Any religion that believes the existence of God for me is cool. It's the path by which you take to it that is different. Yes. And I sometimes wonder why we keep having differences. I want to kill ourselves for this. Okay, I have Nurani here. 0700-993-993-993. And I hear the female line is working. That's 01465-7190. I already have an interested caller there. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning, sir.
Morning.
Yeah, good morning, Nurani.
Good morning.
My name is Kara Demogaji.
We know now. I mean, just talk.
What do you mean?
Everybody loves you.
Uncle Jimmy, art, as much as is for everybody, is also extremely personal.
Yes.
And I'm excited about what he's doing, because especially the Oriental art, Japan, Chinese, and kind of tied more to the mind. It's just like when you look at their sport, their art, their way of life. That's where the yoga that you were talking about also came from. Being a vegetarian and not being able to, like Taekwondo, which I did for a while. Well, every member of my family.
What, you didn't walk back? You did Taekwondo, okay?
No, I did. Everybody, even Titi.
Then go my dad. Titi.
No, my dad was a dance. No, so what I'm trying to say is, with his art and its beauty, it helps us to grow, and it takes away a lot of negativity.
Yes.
When you think about the Oriental art, it's abstract, but like I said, it's tangible. He's doing a great job, and I want him to continue. And a quick question: do you try to train others?
Do you train others, Noreen?
Yeah, do you train others?
Thank you, Karen.
Extremely important.
Thank you. Thank you for the kind words. I'm too much of a beginner to train anyone. So
Who trained you?
I began practicing on my own, and then I found someone online. I have a sensei currently in Japan.
So what's a sensei now?
A sensei is an instructor, a teacher, if you
will. Eleo. Have you been to Japan?
No, I haven't been to
Japan. Are you going to Japan?
Possibly.
You are jackpine to Japan?
No. I'm not jackpine anyway. I'm here. I'll return wherever I go.
I'm not too sure that airline that you and I can mention. I'm not too sure they get to Japan. Okay. Let me take another call. Hello, good morning. No, we don't have another call.
So it's like he said, it's a discipline. So the translation, what shodo means, literally, show means to write in Japanese. So if you say show, it means you're writing. Mm. And if you hear do, it means the way. So when it says taekwondo, it's the way. Do is the way. So shodo is the way of writing.
Okay.
So that's what it is.
Okay. All right, fine enough. I'll come by on Sunday, okay?
Yes,
by His Grace. To come and have a look. There's no hypnosis or anything.
No, there's no.
Please, can you do me a favor on Sunday? Text me in the morning very early.
Okay.
Just write, leave your wallet behind.
Okay, sir.
Do you want anybody?
I will.
Okay, do we have another caller? Okay, let's say that caller before we go. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Morning.
How are you?
I'm good.
Yeah, I'm an architect and love with the what I'm hearing from the gentleman.
Oh, that's interesting.
Thank you.
I want him to incorporate with it with African art too. Because
okay.
And it makes us more happy to come and see his
okay.
Exhibition.
That's good. Oh, okay, so you heard what he said.
Yes, I heard what he said.
Do you think that would work?
It will work because the work is essentially language, and language can be interpreted in any way. So you could take a word or a saying from anywhere and write it in whatever language.
It's something. So let's assume that I can commission you to write Jimmy Dizu in Japanese.
Yes.
What would it look like?
It would look like a few brush strokes on paper.
Hey, now you are talking. So if I put it on my wall, when people come to my house, I can always tease them to say, what do you think that means? Okay, Noreni, thank you very much for coming.
Thank you so much. It's been nice having you. And I expect to see you on Sunday.
I will come on Sunday. Feta, please, one more time. Remind me. Anybody out there who has my this thing should remind me by Twitter. On Sunday. Sunday morning. Please, very early by 6 o'clock. Leave your wallet behind.
But don't forget your card.
Ah, no.
And your phone.
No, the phone is the one because you can always do transfer.
That's true.
Okay, Noreni, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
I've been speaking to Noreni. Noreni is into Japanese art and he has an exhibition going on. I'm always excited when I see new things coming up. You know, it excites me. It excites me so much when I see new things coming up. Yes. So we're going to take a short break soon. I like to let you know that tomorrow at 9 o'clock, we are going to have Adekunmi Ademilohi, Kunmi Ademilohi, the Prince of the Source. That's what I call him. He used to be my editor way back in the pond. He's an old journalist, well-read, well-experienced. And he'll give us a piece of his own opinion. We'll discuss Nigeria tomorrow, being Nigeria's independence. Okay? So, we have just about 1 minute more before we take the break. We'll play some little music or something for you. Then I'll come back. After the break, we'll come back to an open mic for the rest of the program. See you then. Yeah, welcome back to the Daily Digest. And Noreen is gone. And Noreen, in case you're listening to the radio, somebody said I should ask you if you listen to rock music. Okay, so let's get down to something else. Now, one of the... I know I have a following of people who, they listen to 7:30 and listen to this one. Therefore, a lot of things I'd advise that you always listen to 7:30, because sometimes what we'll discuss at 9 will be a follow-up to what we discussed at 7:30. Because I'm going to throw two things out now that I'm going to ask for an open mic on. I just want your opinion. Now, remember, call from a quiet place. 1 minute, compact your thoughts. And don't let's be abusive. Let's just have fun. Okay? two issues there. The first issue is, I'd like to know what your opinion is about the absence of Asiwaju at yesterday's piece, whatever. So you can call in and give us just 1 minute. The other one is this PDP, which is even good. The two major parties are balancing out each other. And this money that was returned, you're talking of 20. That's why I said you heard the details this morning. And so this 28 million that some of them are returning, some 35 was supposed to be some housing allowance thing. I gave my opinion this morning, so don't let me occupy your thoughts with that. Let's hear what other people might be wanting to say. 0700 993 993 993, 0146571190. Now, when you call in, it's better for you to cut out all the good morning this and good morning feta and good morning this, and just use the 1 minute to stress, to state your points and just mention your name and where you're calling from, and just go ahead, because we're going to stick to that 1 minute rule. We're going to give everybody a chance. And like I said, let's be civil. Like I also said, the most important thing, switch off your radio. You can't talk and listen to the radio at the same time. You can go back to YouTube and watch what it sounds like on radio. But for the time you're talking, you need to switch off your radio so we don't have a feedback. Okay, let's pick the first caller. Hello, good morning.
Hello, Uncle Jimmy.
Morning.
Yeah, this is Pastor Ladipo calling from Orilegum.
Yes.
My take this morning concerning the absence of the APC flag bearer in this forthcoming election. You see, sometimes you can't do some things by delegation. People are not going to be voting for, though it's a joint ticket, but the system we run here, we always look at the points man.
Yes.
So they will always tell you that this thing comes to the desk of the leader. So wherever the direction the nation will go, we need a point man that we are voting for.
Yes.
So there is no point absenting himself from some public places that where he needs to really express and show us his readiness in terms of mental capacity, in every other capacity. He's not speaking through proxies. May God save this nation.
Amen.
Thank you, and God bless Nigeria.
Thank you. Let's take the other caller now. Hello, good morning. Hello.
Good morning, sir.
Morning.
My name is Adenusi Patrick.
Yes, Adenusi.
How are you today, sir?
Good.
Yeah, I'm concerned about the noise pollution in this country.
We are not talking about noise pollution.
No, you said it's open mic.
No. Okay, sorry. I've given the two topics we are going to talk about. Sorry, okay,
I don't have any comment about that.
Okay, all right. Hello, good morning. Let's try to stick to the topic, okay? Good morning. Morning.
Hello, good morning, Uncle Jimmy.
Morning, sir. How are you?
I'm fine, sir. Okay, quick to the point that you raised this morning.
Yes.
Concerning Asiwaju, you've been absent on public. My name is Kyodin, sorry.
Yeah, go on, just go on.
So, concerning Asiwaju, you've been absent in public spaces. Even for me, I don't know who is a deputy. Some of these deputy things in Nigeria doesn't work. So I don't see Shettima running the show. Asiwaju is there every time. He has to come for the public. Like you used to say, people close to him to advise him. We need president on hand that we need at every single time. 100% that can run the show for us. Not somebody that will be absent every time. He can't be running this country like this. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, okay. Well, people have different styles in governance. I hope you know that. And I hope all of us to appreciate the circumstances that the gentleman is in. So let's he might be out of his hands, who knows. Hello, good morning. Okay, hello, morning.
Hello?
Morning.
Yeah, good morning, Uncle Jimmy.
Yes.
What I want to comment on the money some members of the National Working Committee.
Yes.
The monies they returned.
Yes.
I'm baffled because if it truly was their housing allowances, which means it was their entitlement, why did they return the money?
Yes. Maybe it was an error. Maybe somebody pressed the wrong thing in the computer.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Don't mind me. I'm just cracking up. I'm just cracking up. But we'll see how it goes. I think it would be nice for us to get the party to issue a comprehensive statement as to how these gentlemen were credited with this money. That would be nice to know. Hello, good morning. Hello.
Hello, sir.
Yes, morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
My name is James. I'm calling from Third Mainland Bridge.
Yes.
Sir, this is what we have been saying concerning our people. This is how they used to start. The first president came on board, and this is exactly the news we were hearing about him. He kept absent, absent himself from great meetings that is expected to be on ground.
Mm.
And now this one has started. We'll get to a point and they'll start telling us this is his style. We don't want those styles. We want the government, the president, I'll be saying, I'll be asking questions, I'll be telling us on what to do, sir.
Yes.
This is my own point. We should be wise in the way we started asking questions right now so that let's know what we are doing and let's know the kind of president we want. Thank you very much, sir.
God bless you. Hello, good morning. Hello.
Everyone, good morning.
Morning, sir.
Well done, sir.
Yes.
It's just coming to bear front now. This is what we have been suspecting about Aisiwaju is coming to glare full. Everybody is now seeing what is happening. And this is how we will continue. I don't want people to complain. We have APC, PDP, they are the same thing. We have thought force. Let us choose a vibrant force. And there's another meeting coming up for him now, the LCCI, Chamber of Commerce, Lagos State.
Mm.
I'm quite sure this man will not show up. So what we are all be suspecting is coming up, one by one. Thank you, sir.
Yeah. I wonder what they have been suspecting. Unfortunately, we have only a minute per person, so I don't know how to do that one. Hello, good morning. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, morning.
Yeah, good morning. Stanley from Lady.
Yes.
I'm so happy the way things are turning out right now. And it's good that it's happening. Make everybody get the IDC. Keep in mind they make up what to do for this election. Make things they unfold. PDP, they show themselves. APC, they show themselves. Fine, it's beautiful. Make with the use of our head, they decide what to do. Thank you.
Oh, that's it, Rob. Just stop. You should have. I'm going to transfer your comments to Wazobia. or you can repeat it on As It Dey Hot on Wazobia TV on Monday. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning, sir.
Morning.
Yeah, quick one. You see, about Mr. Bola Tinubu not being present at the peace, whatever.
Yes, yes.
Well, my grandfather go say, now what's the person so now go reap? Nigeria should wise up. Anything we will sow now, we'll live with it for the next 4 or 8 years. So we'll either make the right choice or we'll make the wrong choice. A president, a candidate that does not show up in any event, not be photo government, be that one, not be juju, be that. Wow.
Okay, now please remember that we have two topics here. We expect your comments based on what I had with Remimo this morning, and that has to do with Aisiwaju not showing up, and the other one has to do with the PDP return of money that is a raging topic right now. Those two topics are raging topics, so just have that in mind. Hello, morning.
Hello.
Hello. Yes.
Yeah. This is Daniel from Mapoloko.
Yes.
People have been talking about the team are not showing up. Let them vote for their own candidates. They're not talking about PDP. that started chopping, burning again now. Eh? Can we say Tinubu and not saying up?
No, you can't. We have said that you can talk about the two topics. If you want to talk about that one, you can go ahead.
Tinubu, they have been saying Tinubu have been going around all over Nigeria. And Tinubu already traveled before this program. They are not talking about PDP that be starting chopping money now.
Okay, thank you, sir. I know where this is coming from, because we gave you the opportunity. You did. The truth is that whether he's been seen around or not, whether he's been going around the country, this is one of the most important events, political events, before the election. In fact, to be honest with you, the event of yesterday, the importance ascribed to it is almost more important than even, it's just as important as the election day itself. And he was the only candidate that didn't turn up. So that's what the issue. But let's take another one. Hello, good morning. Hello?
Hello, good morning, sir.
Morning.
Yeah, my name is Kalde.
Yes.
Concerning the issue of ground about the Ahmed Tinubu that is not present in the last program, I think it's like we in Nigeria, we need to think very well to who we are going to vote for. Now, you did not present in two occasions now, and you said you were local. Is there how Bosema Shetima local? You are not Shetima. So, we need to think.
We'll transfer your comments to, like I said, jokingly to us. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning this morning.
Morning.
Uncle Jimmy Gisley.
Morning.
My name is Jujayo Motoshola, and I'm calling from Ikeja.
Yes.
How Ashuaju attending this meeting, how important it is, I don't think, in as much as the vice is there, and it's a joint ticket, sir.
Okay.
There will be a time the president will not be in town. We'll ask the president to hand over of every affair to the vice, in as much as they are running the ticket together.
Okay.
I think I don't see anything wrong in that.
Okay.
And the PDP returning money, I don't know, maybe there was a mistake somewhere, but the Lefela had one music before. COP, Country of Peace. That's what we are going through. Have a nice day.
Okay. You didn't say whether you saw anything wrong with the PDP part of it too. But okay, we respect your opinion. Hello, good morning. Hello. Hello, morning. Morning.
Hello, good morning.
Morning.
My name is Nena.
Mm-hmm.
With this signing of the agreement with the other presidential candidates.
Mm.
Is there really binding on Tinubu who didn't come to sign?
Well, first and foremost, it's not a legal or constitutional thing.
I know.
But you know that in life, you do have certain agreements that you sign. You know, what was it? What are we talking about? The whole idea is to promote peace during the elections, and so that there is no rancor or whatever, everybody signs to be
signed by all the presidential,
by all the presidential candidates.
Presidential candidates, not their vice.
Not their vice. But however,
not their vice.
However, if circumstances dictate, you can send a representative.
Or schedule it when he's able to come.
Well, no.
Anyway, about the PDP thing.
Yes.
Whoever is saying that it's rent or no rent, please, who transferred that thing? Because all these people that are transferring funds will know from where to where. Transferred it? And then for them to return in, it's no rent. And they should stop taking us for a ride, for goodness sake. They should stop giving us information they think we need, and then we'll go away with it.
Yes.
Well, pass that, please.
Yes.
Good morning.
Okay, I need to put something in perspective. It's not so much that he was represented by the vice president. That could happen if circumstances dictated. But what we're hearing from his camp is that he's on vacation. And this incident had been planned only God knows when. And even if you're on vacation for such an event, I believe you should have come down. But then it's, you know, it's a matter of discretion. And just like one of the callers said, it depends on how you look at it. It's a joint ticket. The other man can sign. Fair enough. Okay, so let's take one or two and then we pack our bags and go home. Hello, morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Morning.
Jimmy.
Yes.
My name is Mrs. Olawale. I'm calling from Aja.
Morning, ma.
All right, sir. I want to contribute to the...
Just go on.
The PDP issue.
Yes.
I don't know why PDP likes sharing money. Are they not tired of sharing money? There are different ways of doing things. If the money they are supposed to pay, give to their members is they are doing the right thing, then nobody will be raising an eyebrow. The Dasuki gate is there. Now they are sharing money again. And that is my fear about PDP. Can't they just stop sharing money and put the money to the right use? Eh?
Okay.
And then the absence of Aishwaju, I just pray he's not absent when we really need him most. Because this excuses APC is always bringing up. Anyway, I, for one, I'm tired of APC and all their stories.
Yeah, okay, all right.
We don't
fine,
need
fine.
A virtual president.
Okay,
we need a president that will identify with what is on ground and provide solutions and hit the ground running.
Okay, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am. Well, let's try as much as possible when we contribute not to talk about what our preferences are in terms of hitting it straight on the head. Okay, even though it's a campaign issue, we are allowed to campaign, but just give your opinion, okay? Without having to say that I'm for this, I'm for that. Try and avoid it as much as you can. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning, sir.
Morning.
Yeah, I make a call in from Festac.
Yes.
The presidential candidate of APC made a very big mistake. If it was his own doing, if not for e-health. Because this is a very symbolic issue. That signing of that agreement, it doesn't mean that it have any legal issue, but it's symbolic.
Yes.
So that when their opponents, when their supporters see that these people are in the same room, sharing some merriment and laughing, it will castigate to the least person. But unfortunately, just like it didn't appear when it was in Ikoyi, this time around it didn't appear at Abuja for this signing. Again, PDP returning money and the pastor returning money, giving, crying that he collected transfer money from APC to make it Tinubu. These are the same people. These are the same character. Because when this man was talking about that he felt that his conscience is pricking him for collecting that transport money, I'm not sure what he collected was money from Oshodi to Uju Eleba. That money might run in millions. These people are just using money to destroy our people. And tomorrow you say you are fighting corruption. If you don't get the electoral process right, whatever fight against corruption is Barbara Dash.
Okay, sir.
You understand? We have to get the electoral process right so that the right people will be in any place.
Okay,
it doesn't matter who you like or who you don't like.
Okay, thank you,
and
sir.
Please, don't do from bottom to top voting again, because this is what brought us to where we are now.
Okay, thank you very much. The story here doesn't talk about how much the transport money was. Neither does it say that the man refunded the transport money, you know. But it's only in this part of the world that people don't have self-respect. You go somewhere and somebody must give you transport money. I don't know. It's in fact, we're going to do a session on this idea of transport money one of these days. Also, as it concerns individuals, you have a date with a lady, for example. Yeah, you say, let's meet at a restaurant. And then you find that some ladies will be asking you for transport money, or they come visiting and you have to give them transport money back. I think people should have what you call self-worth. And if you want to be treated with respect equally, I'm sorry, Oveta, this idea of transport money is becoming a thorn in the flesh in the minds of some of us, where people visit you. You can understand those who you send on errands, but people who want to claim to have an equal standing with you now ask you again for transport money. I can imagine me going to interview somebody and the person says he wants to give me transport money. I will tell you this though. It happened, I think in, where was it? It was, God bless his soul, the man is dead now. He was the MD of one of these finance banks. I remember I was writing a column in the Vanguard then, 60 Minutes. And the man said that, Disu, he said it, you know, he said, Disu, take this for your bulky envelopes, take this for your transport money. I said, don't worry, sir. I was being polite, but you know, I was being sarcastic. I said, I have my car downstairs. He came back again. Hey, okay, take it for your fuel. I said, I'm sorry, sir, I have a fuel tank. You know, so when he put it to me the third time, I just stumbled out of his office. And guess what? I wrote that incident in my, when I wrote the 60 Minutes in Vanguard. I remember my colleagues went berserk. Nah, you did, but I did it deliberately. That after I spoke to him, he offered me transfer money. I just narrated what happened. And me and the gentleman were never friends, unfortunately, till he passed away. He would always say, well, if you don't do it, he's arrogant, you know, he's arrogant. There's something called self-worth. I mean, if he's an older person, if you go greet your uncle, whatever, but even our ladies, some of them who do these things, you can't take transport money. You're a very short distance from asking the man to pay for the phone. Yeah, but that's a story for another day. I'll bring it up one day and we'll have a good talk. I got to get out of here. It's almost time to go. And What's Up Lagos is coming up next, right? I love that program. Kai, I love him, die. So listen to What's Up Lagos. I'll be back tomorrow, 9 o'clock. We are going to talk Nigeria. It's going to be very hot because Kami is very versed. Kami Ademilu is very versed, and you will enjoy talking to him. You will enjoy the session that we had. He was my first editor. You know, he was the editor, and I was his deputy way back then in the Punch, Financial Punch. Okay, so I'll see you on the right side of, of tomorrow, 9 o'clock in the morning. Till then, enjoy yourselves. Bye.